The Devil in Red, written by Nachdenklich and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, The Devil Wears Prada. Relationship, Miranda Priestley / Andrea Sachs. Rating, 10 and up audiences. No archive warnings apply. Summary. A Halloween party and a lot of sexual tension waiting to be resolved, with attempts at humor thrown in just for fun. The runway Halloween party wasn't the sort of event that Miranda attended. It wasn't even the sort of event that officially existed. It was just an after-work gathering that the runway underlings initiated 7 years ago, just to let loose after the nerve-wracking weeks leading up to the important September issue. And since it was held in October, they decided to give it a slight Halloween twist, and the theme stuck. This year was the first time that Miranda would break the unspoken rule of not attending the Halloween party. And it had nothing to do with the fact that she overheard Peter from printing inviting Andrea to this party earlier this week. And she absolutely didn't pay any attention when later, the same Andrea asked Emily what the dress code for the party was, and saw that Emily looked up, gave Andrea a once-over, snorted, and then continued typing whatever it was that she was typing before. And she certainly didn't care when earlier today Nigel brought a clothes bag over to her second assistant's desk, winked at her, and told her that raw diamonds don't shine until properly cut and polished, and that though he's not a jeweler, the cut and polish were his line of work as well. Affectionately finishing off with, "Make them blind with your shine six." So it was absolutely unrelated to this week's previous events that Miranda chose tonight's unofficial runway Halloween party to finally address that she knew about the nickname of the Devil in Prada that she's heard her employees whisper behind her back. Utterly and totally unrelated. And it's not like she was in any way interested to see what kind of gown Nigel thought would make Andrea shine that brightly. Well, maybe just a little bit. Only out of professional curiosity, of course. It was 2 hours into the party when the door of the bar where the party was taking place quietly opened. It was 2 seconds later when the loud conversations turned into murmuring, spreading like wildfires from the door throughout the rest of the bar, the crowds parting for the newly arrived like the Red Sea before Moses. And red was certainly the theme here. The long, figure-hugging, yet not skin-tight jersey red dress was covering Miranda from neck to ankle, only revealing glimpses of her legs through the knee-high slits at the sides. A white-black belt was cinching her waist. Her feet looked no less dangerous than the dress, clad in 4-inch black high heels with red soles. But the killer detail was the almost invisible silver hair hoop with some very much visible red devil's horns. And though this particular dress wasn't Prada, there was no mistaking that she was very much the devil. Miranda easily worked her way through the bar, giving an approving nod here and a disapproving pursing of the lips there. No one dared to talk to her, not unless spoken to, which, to be honest, only consisted of a few short stops accompanied by one-liners. "Jacqueline." A nod. "You look fabulous, Miranda." A nod and walking on. That was the case until she finally reached the bar counter in the back of the room. A group of men was rounding a part of the counter there, deeply engrossed in their conversation. On closer inspection, though, one could notice that it wasn't as much a dialogue going on as it was an attempt to gather information of someone in the middle of the semicircle. Miranda deemed it below herself to force anyone's attention, so she simply took place a few seats away from the group and flagged down the bartender. As soon as she ordered herself a dry martini, though, the talks next to her died down. The men closer to her turned their heads towards her voice first, the commotion and unbelieving looks on their faces making the others in the group curious and turning their heads too. Soon, one by one, the men scurried away, revealing what, or rather who, it was that gathered their attention. As soon as the last one of the so-called suitors departed, there was a deep breath followed by a quiet, "Oh, thank God," heard from a few seats away from Miranda. When Andy looked up again and noticed who was responsible for her regained freedom, her eyes grew wide. Miranda? She took in Miranda's outfit then, from black shoes to red horns and everything in between. She gulped, then giggled, the few drinks she'd had already making her feel a little silly and less scared. Or should I say, thank devil instead? Really, Andrea? Miranda tried for nonchalance, as she herself had trouble focusing. Focusing on anything other than the woman in front of her, that is. Andrea was a vision in silver white. The 60s cut mini dress sparkled whenever Andrea moved even just slightly. The golden halo above her head and a matching set of high heels complemented her outfit of an angel flung out of time and space. Still, despite the rather sexy outfit, there was some innocence around the girl. Young woman, Miranda corrected herself. Her big brown eyes, her easy smile, and that cute giggle earlier. God, since when did Miranda consider giggling cute? She thought to herself. Not before now, that's for sure. Yet, here she was. Miranda reached behind herself and pulled the spiky tail that was connected to her belt into her lap, drawing her thumb over the top of it absentmindedly, seemingly lost in thought. Andy squeaked. You've got a tail, too. That drew Miranda out of her haze, and she noticed what she was doing. She slowly let go of the tail and let it fall behind her once again. What's the point of doing anything if you're not doing it right? Any other person would probably add a shrug to this reply. Not Miranda, though. No, Miranda lifted an eyebrow and looked pointedly at Andy. Andy felt her cheeks and ears heat up. For multiple reasons. She cleared her throat. Right, of course. She turned her gaze to her almost empty glass and turned it in her hand a few times, contemplating. She then gulped down the remains in one go and stood up. I shall be going, then. She threw a quick glance at Miranda. Before she could make a step, though, she felt cold fingers brush across her forearm before retreating again. You don't have to leave on my account. Stay, Miranda said in a quiet voice. When Andy looked up, Miranda was facing the mirrored wall behind the bar counter, nothing in her posture indicating that she had said or done anything other than that just a few moments ago. Andy thought that she imagined this whole interaction, but the goosebumps on her arm where Miranda's fingers passed through told her that it was very real. Andy caught Miranda's eyes in the mirror. They held contact for a few heartbeats before Andy took a step closer to her. Is there anything I can do for you? Another heartbeat. Nothing I could ask of you. They were still holding connection through the mirror when another few moments passed, and Andy took another step closer to Miranda. And if I offered, would you take it? Andy saw Miranda gulp and shudder slightly at her words, but neither of them broke the connection. Finally, Miranda spoke, her voice thick. I thought temptation was my line of work. Maybe I'm offering you salvation. Miranda shuddered again, then straightened up and nodded. Meet me outside in 5 minutes. She placed a bill under her glass and stood up. She was already on her phone even before she left the bar. Andy sat down, not trusting her legs, while she watched Miranda's retreating form, her devil's tail swaying lightly with the movement of her hips. Holy hell, she muttered under her nose, the anticipation making her tremble. The end. This is a gift for dreams can come true. It's their birthday this week, but unfortunately I'm sick, so my voice sounds the way it is, but still. Dreams can come true. This is for your birthday. Thank you for all the comments you've left on my podfix over the years. If you were a user on AO3, I would happily gift this to you. But as it is, this reader note will have to suffice. And I hope you enjoy this.